calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, my lady. This is a hard time of year for me this month. Obviously, this weekend is a day that we're supposed to be celebrating your position in life as a mother of our kids. And then, of course, the week following, we celebrate 29 years as being one. And every time that comes up lately, it is... because I'm the only one that seems to want to share the joy of this. Well, I do want to share the joy of this. I just listened to the voicemail I sent yesterday, you know? I'm sorry, but I'm taking Christianity seriously as if the Lord Jesus Christ is who he claims to be. And, you know, it was interesting that... I caught a potential break-in attempt it was from Africa, but you know that probably was just simply a facade into a store, and caught it and shut it down. But the thing that I think is interesting is I could do the other side of that. I could be the thief. I know how now. Instead, obviously, I shut it down. So some guy, obviously in Alabama, doesn't get his store hijacked. But it's because this is what a follower of Christ does. And there's a cost to that. As I've started to point out, love has a cost. Love is not a gift in the sense of something you get. It is something that'll cost you. I pray for you constantly because I love you. I'm seeking reconciliation with you because I love you. And I think you're cute. I'm seeking reconciliation to you because the Lord loves me enough that I love him, therefore the desire to be obedient to him, which is to pursue reconciliation with my wife. Dorothy Jane, I love you.